Well,
the old blue hole was the best thing I remember.
You're just going to tell me about that.
We would go, when we went to the field, on our way home, we'd go swimming. On our way home to eat lunch, dinner we called it, we would go swimming and then go home. And we would swim for an hour. Of course, we weren't doing farm or anything. And then when we went back after lunch, swimming again. Then when we quit in the evening, we'd go swimming again. And so we didn't do much farm work, I guarantee you.
Did y'all ever get caught in the water after dark?
Oh, they knew about it, but they couldn't stop it. We didn't have any supervisors, just us younger kids.
Well, now, Jesse Grouse, was he a kind of like a hired
Grice.
Help?
Grice. Yeah.
He was kind of hired help, is that?
Yeah, they got him when he was, we lived in Darien, and was supposed to pay him, as well as I remember, $30 a month, and if they ever paid him a penny, I don't believe it.
He just appreciated
it. He just lived with us and worked for what he got to eat and stuff like that. That's all.
Well, I know he always stayed with the family from then on, didn't he?
Yeah. He, when Mom and him quit farming and everything, he went with Uncle Harry and ended up in California. He got a job and he worked, first job I guess he ever had in his life where he got paid. Harry got him mostly as a babysitter, so they could go out, and Jesse was, he was crazy about Harry and him anyway, and they liked him, and he got a job in California, and they moved, and I think they moved to Washington, I think Seattle, close to Seattle, and while they were living this, up there, why Jesse died. And I don't even know whether they went to the funeral or nothing about it. I don't, just don't know. You'd have to ask him.
He died in California.
He died in California and he's buried there.
How old was it when we first started working with him?
Nobody ever knew. He didn't really know how old he was himself. He was bald headed. And my guess would be that he was somewhere in his 30s when he first came up with our family.
Yes.
Of course, he stayed with us, including Harry, probably about 30 years.
Now, when Uncle Aaron, that's your oldest brother,
yeah,
was youngest, they had a mammy called Aunt Febby. Did you ever know her?
Yeah, I remember Aunt Febby very well because after we moved to Tarrant City, we went back over there. We'd go back over there to go blackberry picking. Yeah, because Mama always put up a lot of blackberries and huckleberries.
And she moved with you to Tarrant City?
And no moving to it. We'd just go over there and we'd find some old abandoned cabin. That's what I remember mostly. Is one time, we went over there to, we found this old cabin that wasn't used, and we stayed there several days.
Where at now?
I don't know where it was. It was close to Stockdale. That's all I
know. Yeah.
And it was way out in the woods, and it was close to the railroad track, because I remember that. I remember the train one night. And Mama took us down to see Aunt Febby, and she hugged and kissed every one of us.
Did you ever know her when, well, you say you were only 2 years old when...
I don't remember when I was a baby, but she took care of every kid that Mama had.
Was,
including Aaron and Celia and all that.
You know whether or not she lived in, or she just hired on, or what?
Oh, she didn't live in. She just came up there. You see,